Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but God loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug. I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, Robot Edition. Coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Tuesday, November 20th, 2012. Thank you, Comedy Mix in Vancouver, and everyone that came to the Doug Loves Movies taping there. Such a fun show. And thanks to the Morrissey Pub in downtown Vancouver for finding room for me and Big Irish Jay to watch the incredible UFC 154? Was it 154? I can't keep track of those numbers. Anyway, on Saturday, since last I spoke and you listened, I flew back to Los Angeles on a plane where they had TVs with movies on them. So I watched Kill Bill Volume 1, uncut. Yeah, with none of that, my name is Buck and I'm here to party nonsense. It said Pussymobile. Wait, no, Pussy Wagon. Pussymobile is Scooby-Doo. So anyway, I had a really good time watching Kill Bill Volume 1 on a plane. Something about watching on a plane. And that one scene where there's a plane and the music's playing and you're on a plane, I liked it. As opposed to Flight. I'm not looking forward to watching Flight on a plane, you guys. I don't think that's going to happen. I hope that doesn't happen. I never noticed before, though, but watching Kill Bill Volume 1 again for the millionth time, apparently everybody whistles when they're walking down a hallway in a hospital. From assassins to male nurses, they all like to whistle in the hallway. I'm sorry, corridor. I did another episode of How Did This Get Made, discussing the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 that is available to listen to soon or now. I think soon, like 3 days from now, unless you're listening to it 3 days from now. What? But it's basically three dudes talking Twilight, spoiling the shit out of it if you haven't seen it yet. So I would only go see Twilight as a joke, like to laugh at it. Still, see it first and then listen to this podcast, because it really ruins it. Because I cannot tell you how I cannot believe how much I enjoyed the Twilight movie. because it's really crazy violent because they're vampires and werewolves, so you can kill the shit out of them because it's okay to do violence on monsters that look like people. Like in a PG-13 movie. Like, there's never been a PG-13 movie with more decapitations in it. I don't think there's been a PG-13 movie with more than one decapitation in it. And this movie has 8 or 9 decapitations. Eventually, I said to myself, this movie is a ripoff. I wrote that down. I wrote that down. And I sold the shit out of it. I sold it like a total trooper. Because as soon as I looked down, I was like, this isn't funny. But seriously, I like the movie. Especially seeing Twilight characters getting their heads ripped off. It was so cathartic. And I recommend it, sadly enough. I hate to say. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is Twilight, Breaking Dawn Part 1. Two, sorry. I really wrote down one. I just want to go back and watch Part 1 again. I want to experience them all. I wish I'd gone to that thing where you just watch Twilight movies all day. Just went in there and wore a diaper and brought a bullhorn. The number two movie is Skyfall. Which, okay, here's the thing. Twilight, I know the bar was very low, but it came in way above my expectations. Whereas Skyfall really met my expectations. Like, I was like, okay, that's what I thought that would be, and it's good. It really is. So don't get on me about being a hater on Skyfall. But for some reason to me, Twilight was more fun. It was more fun, more suspenseful. I guess because I don't understand what the fuck is going on in Twilight and in James Bond. I was like, oh, I get it. It's Home Alone crossed with Straw Dogs. I never would have guessed that I'd be saying this. Is the bottom line. But Twilight, watch Twilight break. Breaking Dawn 2, not Skyfall. This has been Watch This, Not Skyfall. Oh, that was rough. That was like in Canada. They pitted me Ed Wood against Back to the Future. That's ridiculous. That's like, how do you choose? It's impossible. Okay, from the corrections department, Hervé Villechaize shot himself. He didn't hang himself. And also, while I'm on the subject, I'm sorry I brought it up. That's very sad humor. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. Yeah, let's see what's in there. Got a lot of stuff in a Gold's Gym bag. And again, tonight when I showed up, why do you have a Gold's Gym bag? And I go, that's the gym that I go to. You go to a gym? Yes. Dragon Ball Z Budokai. Xbox 360. That's fun, right? My CD. Somebody brought a DVD called Beatdowns. The somethingest collection of real street fights ever assembled. I can't tell if it says crew list or the, I don't know what it says, but the crew list collection. That can't be what it says. We'll ask him when he gets out here. Somebody brought a copy of a DVD of a Michael Palin movie directed by Terry Gilliam called Jabberwocky. Yeah, guy over there went woo. And then, someone else brought, I think the same person that brought Beatdowns brought Ghetto Fights 3. It's a great movie. Rolling Stone magazine calls it as raw as it gets. And from houseofhaha.com, they gave me a bunch of t-shirts and I'm giving them away. This one is a Death Star that looks like Pac-Man and he's eating a bunch of planets. Someone went, aw, that sounds really adorable. And I would like you to help me to welcome to the stage my friends Bill Dwyer, Kumail Nanjiani, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine. It's going to be a bloodbath.
Thank you.
Everyone who is not Sam has my permission to die in the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah, it's fucking cheating. Why
right?
Are we even
I'm gonna go. We talk on the phone. I tell him all the answers. Yeah. He comes down. He plays it up like a champ.
Yeah. He's a savant, right? I mean, you know, you are, right?
No.
You're an idiot savant. You're just a savant.
How do you
wrong all the time.
How do you remember all that shit? How do you remember
He's
it
the
all?
Michael Jordan of whatever
Why
we're doing
Why are you such
here?
A smarty?
Because, look, I... Whatever this is, he's good at it.
In my childhood, I
Let him answer the question.
In my childhood...
Seriously, Kumail, let him...
I did not
let him answer.
Oh, so
God damn it,
also
Pete.
In the
oh,
prize
wait,
bag,
sorry.
There's some Doug Lowe's Movies buttons in the prize bag also that somebody gave me.
I wouldn't mind one
handcrafted.
Of those.
Here you go.
Thanks.
That one's just a heart. That's probably weird. I have the one that's.
But just so we're clear, the beatdowns and Ghetto Fights 3, yeah, those are mine.
He signed and them.
What did you write on that one? You wrote like a bunch of stuff.
I did. I wrote. On Ghetto Fights 3, I think. Which one did I write?
Yeah. You were an extra in that.
Yep.
And then...
Amy Beatdowns.
Beatdowns, you wrote something about this DVD was purchased and...
Enjoyed
by 17-year-old Sam.
And 14-year-old John Francis Daly.
You guys watched this together.
Yeah, yes. When I was 17, he was 14.
God, that's so weird that he is 3 years younger than you.
Yeah. And that he looks 10 years older than me.
Yeah. And you still look 17.
He drinks and smokes like a chimney.
But he is handsome.
You know how those chimneys drink, guys?
He is so... I'm not saying you're... I'm just
no,
saying.
No.
He should be named John Handsome Daly.
Oh! I will pitch that to him.
And Kumail brought the... Kumail Nanjiani's here, everybody. And he brought...
Thank you.
He's from the Indoor Pod Kids podcast, the Indoor Podcast Kids, and he brought a video game.
Yeah,
so typical of you.
Much less interesting than Ghetto Fights 3, which... Have you read the description of it in the back? Can I just read the first sentence?
Please.
Check out Wud's Poppin' on the... It does have a Z. Poppin' on the grimy streets in jungle. In jungle?
Yeah. And I think.
No, yeah. Grimiest Streets in Jungle. Is that the name of a city?
I want you to know that I brought that because I would never give you Ghetto Fights 1 or 2. Those are too good.
Yeah, those are in the city.
Those were the best.
Witness gang warfare, ghetto queens fighting over turf, mm-hmm. and crackheads going wild in the streets because they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. That is true.
I'm sure that's
Wait,
very
accurate.
Wait,
it has
accurate.
The word fuck on the back of it?
I mean, there's a star, but
oh,
I mean,
that's
the only star in this whole thing.
This is a jaw-dropping DVD. So sits your ass curbside.
But if you're a curbside, there's no TV there. That's the nerdiest thing I could have said. You want me to pull out my DVD player outside? It's going to get stolen. Look at how you guys live your lives.
An awful neighborhood.
So Bill Dwyer is here, everybody, and
thank you.
Host of comedy sports programs.
Yes.
If you ever see a comedy sports program, you're probably
and a movie
on
buff
it.
Too, Doug. You
love
that.
Movies.
I love. Movies.
And you brought a copy of Jabberwocky,
which is also about ghetto fights.
Do you like?
Which is crazy.
Do you like this film?
I've never seen it.
I dare the winner of the bag to watch the entire thing.
Is it that
tedious? It's a little taxing. It's like Game of Thrones. It's like
minutes.
Game of Thrones without a story, or beheadings.
So it's a lot like Ghetto Fights 3.
It's just, they're all the characters are covered in mud.
It was on IFC recently.
Unhappy.
And I attempted to watch it.
And how did you do?
Not
this is,
well.
This is Sam Levine talking, everybody.
Oh,
Sam
sorry,
Levine,
thank you.
The Wolverine.
I mean,
the littlest of Wolverines.
Thank you very much.
Right, when is the Little Wolverine Christmas special coming out? When can we look forward to that?
2014.
What is that? Pay per view? Like $5? Go to a website.
Little Wolverine.
I always wish I could be with someone when they heard that joke for the first time.
Maybe, are you excited about Les Mis? Maybe that'll be a chance.
Oh my God, not at all.
Maybe I'll start calling you Jean Valjean, Lil Jean Valjean.
How dare you? Don't even suggest it.
All right, that's only fair. So we've introduced everybody. We know what's in the prize bag. Let's talk movies for a second, just for a brief second.
Sure.
Bill Dwyer's resume includes
some movies,
a classic. Right. Called Ski School 2.
Right. Right.
That you were in with the great Will Sasso.
Right.
And Dean Cameron. Chainsaw from Summer School.
Right, yeah. Dean, yeah. That's Dean Cameron, right.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's also in Miracle Beach.
If you say so.
All right.
I wouldn't even count Miracle Beach if we were playing a game right now.
That's terrible.
I'd be like, that's bullshit. It's a bad movie.
No, I'm saying that's terrible that you wouldn't count it.
Oh, I see.
He's also in some Eric Stoltz movie, too, where he's in a wheelchair.
Is this...
Oh, yeah.
And the name of that movie
the
is...
Waterloo. No.
This is the worst game ever. Guess what movie Dean Cameron has done?
Water dance. Water fucking dance.
See who's the savant now, Bill.
Remember the theme song
with Helen
Water
Hunt.
Dance.
Helen Hunt, who I saw naked for the first time in that movie, and then again now in The Sessions. I've come full circle.
Oh, she's naked in The Sessions?
Like crazy, right?
Not only is she naked, she's like on the guy and going, "All right, let me get that dick up. There we go. She's like working his dick up into her.
People at home should know that it. Doug mimed getting a dick up in him with his hand.
Yeah, why did I use the microphone? Oh, I needed to talk into it.
Wait.
But anyway, yeah, it was like this.
Oh, no. Now
Doug,
he's using the
microphone. Spoiler alert, man.
Wait,
no, that's not a spoiler. Yet. That's a check it out. That's a
check it out.
Makes everybody, it a must.
Yeah, everybody
so
knows that about the movie.
Oh, is
that?
See, yeah.
All right. Not a spoiler.
She's a prostitute in that movie?
No, she's a sex therapist.
Like Dr. Ruth?
And we all learn the valuable lesson that if you're a sex therapist, if it's your job to teach someone how to fuck,
don't get a paralyzed person because they're going to be bad at it.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That is exactly the lesson. Have you been to the cinema lately, Kumail?
I saw Skyfall.
And?
You know what? People were saying it's the best Bond movie, so I wanted to...
It's not the best Bond movie.
It's not the best Bond movie. I can't shake the feeling that I'm being mocked.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
I didn't like... There weren't any huge enough... Like, the first 20 minutes, there's a great... With the motorcycle, there's a great action sequence. But then there's really nothing after that. Also, there are multiple times where Bond can easily save someone's life, and he just doesn't do it. There's, like, many times that happens. Also, I don't want to see James Bond with, like, his shoulder hurts now. That's a terrible premise. Like, you know this guy who's awesome and can do anything? What if he couldn't? Watch this.
I mean, there were certainly parts of Casino Royale that I didn't like and a lot of parts of Quantum Solace I didn't like. Solace. But when action would happen in those last two, it was some pretty cool shit.
Yeah,
like,
I mean...
there was some pretty cool fights.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, Casino Royale had that awesome parkour thing. That was when we were obsessed with parkour and poker, and Casino Royale went all
they're
in
so
on
They're so close, yeah. They're so...
What I do love is that the bad guy, who's, like, really good at poker, his tell is that he cries tears of blood.
Yeah.
That's a terrible tell.
I hope nobody notices
very obvious.
Me wiping the blood off of my own face.
Yeah, I hope they don't see I'm bluffing. Blood.
I hope that James Bond didn't get happen to dealt be dealt a royal flush, because that never happened.
I think it was just a straight flush, Doug, not to nitpick.
I think it was a royal, because I think that was the final twist, is I think it started off Full House, Four of a Kind, straight
this
flush.
This is why poker movies are
royal flush.
It was not royal flush.
It was crazy.
That's why poker
movies. But it was four hands.
Yeah.
It was four hands that would normally not only win a pot, but everyone would have folded quickly when that guy started
like,
betting.
No one played that hand wrong. It's not like the bad guy fucked up and James Bond got him.
Yeah. No, like James Bond,
you have four of a
was
kind.
As lucky as a person can get yes. while playing poker.
That's why poker
Same
movies are horrible.
Same with Maverick in the fucking Mel Gibson Maverick.
Yeah. There's no way to do a good poker movie.
Rounders has like crazy stuff happen all the time too. It makes no sense because you could write fucking whatever and they'd be like, right? Can you believe he had four aces? Yeah, you just fucking wrote it. It's not that impressive. It's cheating.
That narrows down the number of movies you would enjoy if you have that kind of criteria.
No, no. But the other ones, there's drama. This is just people sitting like, oh, look at the cards I had the whole time.
Fuck
it's
you.
It's the very essence of movies.
It's winning and losing. And it's, no. Yeah.
No, but I feel like with poker, they could, like in a movie, there's like a guy who comes in on a helicopter. Then they can't just have a guy on a supersonic jet come in. So you're like, where did
that
come
from? So what you're
saying
is, from now on in movies where there is a poker game, you want the actors to legitimately play real poker during the scene. And whatever happens, happens, man.
No, play it until the outcome you want happens.
Seems pretty simple.
I hate poker movies.
Can't really argue with that.
I mean, I sort of see your guys' point.
I hate time travel movies. Those are the worst. Time travel movies
Looper?
Are the worst.
Did you see Looper?
No, I heard Looper was good though, but I heard, I would have found a lot of problems with it, right? Because he goes back, right? He's got to kill himself or something. His father comes back to kill him.
Oh, what are you
himself?
Talking about,
Looper?
He has to kill himself.
He has to kill himself, right? Mm-hmm. But he comes from the future. He's his father, and he's got to come back to
no
the present.
Why do
no
you keep
father.
Saying
no
he's
father.
His father?
There's
Who's
no father.
He has to kill himself.
Oh, Bruce Willis is
him.
So
yeah.
he's got to come, but he's older.
Travel,
not his father. He's got to come back, but he's himself, and he's got to kill himself. And then he's dead in the future, right? And then, see,
that's
time travel movies are worse than poker movies. You can write anything. Anything can happen. And then there's an alternate universe. Time travel movies blow, man. They've never gotten them right. The time traveler's wife, right?
Oh, my God.
I like that that's your example of the height. That's the pinnacle of time travel.
That was the final straw. That one.
What?
That was what you were done with time travel after that one, right?
Yeah, like we're done. Those guys nailed it.
I kind of like when time travel is used to make you sad, like in Time After Time and Somewhere in Time. And
it's almost
the aforementioned
nice Somewhere in Time reference.
Yes,
it's almost like I'm living in a time travel movie, and I used to enjoy time travel movies.
Primer is a great time travel movie.
Yes, it is. But you need to watch Primer with a notepad and a theoretical physicist next to you, or you will not know what the fuck is going on.
Right? And who knows one of those guys, huh? Theoretical physicist.
I got one in my phone book.
I don't know any TFs.
F's.
It's like you guys get me.
Does he only do his practicing out of the state of Denver?
Yes.
By the way,
physicist,
I want to say, you were right, the comedy sport. I watched you first on BattleBots.
Yeah.
And no offense, but how excited I was for that show versus when you first watch it, that is the most disappointed. Because it was a show about robot fighting well before we had the technology to make robot fighting interesting.
So it's
just them like bump. And then there was one guy who could just, everyone had an axe or a flamethrower, but the one that won would just
Flames, babe.
Oh,
no
really?
Flames.
It was like Saws.
Illegal. Saws, yeah, no
the
problem.
The one that always won would just like flip the other robots over.
Yeah.
Certainly flippers, very popular. Yeah. Wedges had their
Wasn't
day.
Wasn't that Grant Imahara?
Your hammers did very
no,
well.
I'm pretty
you
sure
know,
that was Grant Imahara who's on Mythbusters now.
Right, Grant Imahara was one of the, yeah, he was a great, he didn't, nothing he built ever won.
Oh,
but,
no, never mind then.
But he built, yeah.
Car horn.
I saw Cloud Atlas, Doug.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what'd you think of that, Sam?
Hey, is time travel involved in that?
No.
Oh.
No.
But
no, it's about past lives and future lives and shit.
Yeah, it's about souls interconnected.
And about trying to make black people look Asian, which is
it's
a fool's
about,
endeavor.
It's about the most fucked up makeup, like the weirdest makeup jobs.
Yeah,
it's about... It's 2.5, 2 hours and 40 minutes of that's weird looking.
Yeah.
Well, what
something's up with that face.
Yeah. When that
Asian
lady.
Jim Sturgis, the British guy, is supposed to be Asian.
Yeah.
Horrible.
And he's a kick ass, but he's a good action character.
No,
like,
he's good.
He kicks ass. Yeah. But he, like, every time they go to a close up, you're like, why is the guy faking me? It's almost almost like you could see the fingers on either side pulling his.
He's like, this is what you talk
about. It's like so racist. Why did they just throw those glasses on that have the slitty eyes on them?
And call it
just like a
call
hat. It a day, yeah.
Those hats.
Why did he have to
like
sit in
a makeup
chair every day?
Two giant buck teeth. Don't forget. Not forget.
When they make that Asian lady look white when she's like the slave owner's wife, I was like, you should take her to the doctor.
That's she looks.
She's dying.
She looks really. She looks weird. Like she'll make a man weird. Yeah, for sure.
How long was that movie?
It's like it's almost 3 hours. It's like 2 hours, 47 minutes.
I gotta say though, the whole enterprise won me over.
Like, I like it.
By the time it was over, I was pretty happy.
No way, really?
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
The problem was I spent the next like day and a half after I saw it going, how could that movie have been better? Because I feel like it should have been. Right.
Well,
it's
four races. Oh, what a great movie! Maybe.
It's such a grand experiment slash weird book that I think it's just amazing that it happened at all.
It is. It's incredible that was ever actually made into a movie.
And it took somebody like Tom Hanks, like looking at it and going, "Yeah, I'll play these seven different weirdo characters."
I'll show up to work every day for 4 months.
I've had a worse hairdo in a movie before it. Before any of these.
Which one? Tom Hanks' worst hairdo in a movie.
The
Castaway.
Lady Killers. Killers.
No, the fucking Da Vinci Code. Da Vinci Code.
Oh, really?
That's like Felicity cutting her hair level of hair fame. Like, that was, no one would stop talking about that.
It's not as bad as Castaway, though. Castaway's bad.
All right. Cloud Atlas is weird.
Forrest Gump is bad.
I saw.
Looks like a retard. I swear to God, that haircut makes him look like a retard.
Bill Dwyer. Bill, seriously.
Professional comedian Bill Dwyer.
I flew back from Canada the other day, and they had a picture, a chart of the things you can't fly with, and one of them was an ice skate. And I took somebody aside with the TSA up there, and I said, listen, what if this plane crashes, and I am alone on an island, and I have a toothache? I need this fucking ice skate.
Open the other package. There's a satellite phone and a Swiss Army knife in there, Doug.
Does anyone hunger for games?
Wow. Yes.
Gentlemen, if you might, please pick the name tag that you would like to play for. Bill, you go physically get the name tag now. I know it's been a while since you've been on the show.
Okay.
But just go pick the one that you appreciate the most for whatever reason. We got Jackie.
Are there any
Jackie
babies
Farrell.
In the room?
Did you win already? Okay. All right, but hold it up so they can see it. I like that. Yeah, food. You can get food sometimes.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Duff Abrams got Duff beer. Sam is doing a lot of off-mic comedy right now. It's a lot of fun when that happens. Bill Dwyer is really having a conversation about the selection. Here he comes with.
Is that like a retainer box? What is that?
Yeah, let's. It's
Delora. What's in the box?
Her name is Delora.
Band-aids.
Oh. Delora, and there's Band-aids inside.
Yep.
Okay. Is there a shithead written on the back by any chance?
Hang on, somebody's phone.
Okay, don't say it out loud, Bill.
Okay.
All right. Because there was. Yeah. And there's a shithead on the back of this, too. Nice.
Not only does this not have a shithead on it, it doesn't even have the guy's name on it.
Why did you pick it?
Because I'm going to call him George. It's a $1 bill.
All right.
You guys know, I will, if you, I, well, I've gone through this.
You got a dollar, too.
Oh, I'm keeping that.
But all these people go to the effort of making something.
By the way, my guy
something.
Spent way more time on his than either of yours.
Yeah. He took a binder, because I guess it's a Mitt Romney reference, right. And he wrote put his name on in sticky letters, but then included a lot of blinking lights.
I bet you couldn't take this on a plane, you know? Like, oh, it's just my binder glowing, glowing.
When's the next time you're going to fly?
Yeah, I'm not going with this.
Can you try? You don't take any chances, do you?
No. Yeah, I'm not trying to make a point, Doug. I'm trying to get to my destination. I'm not like, ooh, let's push the limits of TSA. There was a time where I used to put my earring back in when I would fly, so I would be like, oh, look, I'm one of the good ones. I'm like you. I used to have an earring I used to put
That's
in.
That's the signal that you have an earring?
That's what I thought.
Open-mindedness, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like a disco.
I don't
them,
mind
you know?
If I'm construed as homosexual by mistake. I'm cool with that. I always freak out. I don't freak out. It's not the right word for it, but it's weird to me that Harrison Ford has an earring.
It's the worst. It's
does
horrible.
He have one or two now?
I don't know. Maybe he's got two. Oh,
what's he doing? Harrison Ford.
You throw me the idol, I'll throw you the earring. Reference for no reason. Like it doesn't.
No.
No joke there.
You just replaced a word with another word.
It's a game I like to play on Twitter almost every day.
I love you. I earring.
You.
You.
All right. So what's the guy's name though? Johnner? Johnner. Okay. Interesting.
Johnner.
Interesting name. Johnner. Interesting name tag. Johnner.
That guy's a real Johnner.
Yeah. All right. Since Sam is a whiz at this game and.
What?
You heard
I
me.
Have not won in a long time.
Okay.
Is betting allowed? Does the audience. Can they bet? I mean, can they quietly make side bets? They should be.
Yeah, they
able
can
to
do whatever they want quietly.
All right.
It's really of no concern of mine.
Okay.
It's funny, sometimes I get messages, I see messages on the internet about how, oh, the annoying laugher was back at Doug Benson's Doug Loves Movies.
Was that Pete?
No.
Whenever Pete Holmes is on, there's a guy in the audience who loves every joke he does.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's Pete.
I thought you meant.
He just thought it was you.
Yeah. But anyway, that whenever that happens, though, I was always like, well, I didn't notice it, you know, because it's like to me, it's all, you know, everyone seems to be having a nice time, but it is weird when you're listening to a podcast how you can fixate on some shitty laughter that's
and
happening.
You can't unhear it. Yeah,
fucking ruins it for you. That would be an example of a laugh that I would hate listening to that.
That's like a blowjob laugh. What a horrible thing that is.
It really is possibly the worst laugh ever. Who is that person?
I don't know. It's on the windowsill, and I'm about to push it away before it shits up everything. All right, so we'll start with annoying laugh Bill, and then we'll move to Kumail and then to Sam.
Oh wait, do I have to go first?
It's
no,
the fair
no,
way
you just
second.
No, you want to go first.
You because you get to pick the category.
Yeah, it's easy.
And then you can also say I can name it in and say the maximum number of names. That really gives you a leg up. So don't be dumb.
We don't get too specific.
Don't be dumb. Don't be dumb, Bill.
Please, Bill. Your name is already Bill with one L.
What is that about?
That already
that
seems like the title of a movie about a mentally handicapped man.
Or
B-I-L.
Or it's B-I-L and it stands for something like Bionic Introductory Laboratory, something like that.
Is that where all the battle
bots were
made?
That would be B-U-I-U-L. The way you said L in between each thing.
I like even with the
That's the charm of that robot. He says all the time.
Oh, a robot. When it's thinking, it just goes
To make him more human.
Yeah. Like Daryl. Like a Daryl kind of thing, you mean.
Who's
you know the movie Daryl, right?
D-A-R-Y-L, yeah.
Yeah.
With the periods.
Right, with
the... Yeah. Like Josh and Sam.
And what did that stand for?
That one where he thought it was a robot?
Right, yeah.
Dildo. What was it? D...
Daryl.
Data.
Oh, wait, somebody's got it.
Oh, a guy in the audience knows
it. A bigger nerd than us.
Lynch him! This is how we've chosen to murder you.
It's Johnner. What does it stand for, Johnner?
Data Analyzing Robot Youth Life Form.
Data analyzing
Johnner,
you know what my life form. I'll tell you my
for those listening.
I'll tell you my big problem with that movie, Doug, is that there's a scene where he's playing video games and it's a racing video game, and because he's really good at video games, when you see it, his car is going way faster than everyone else's. That doesn't work. How is he hitting like A so hard that the car is going faster than it's programmed to go? I have weird issues with movies.
My problem with that movie was there was a robot boy in it, and he won all the poker games he played with incredible hands.
Yeah, how did he do it?
How did he do it?
Card manipulation?
Yeah.
Along that same vein, I hated in The Watchmen when Dr. Naked was...
Blue Naked?
Yeah,
Blue Popsicle Dong, Man?
Dr. Blue Dong, yeah. Just the right size. Not too long to make everybody uncomfortable. No. Not a nub either.
Oh, no, it was long enough to make me uncomfortable.
Did it make you uncomfortable? Well, then he's working on something with a goddamn socket wrench. And I'm thinking, really?
That's yeah,
what you
right?
got, Dr. Blue?
Fucking naked
you
chores.
You couldn't go to the future and get a little something that maybe you could, maybe a ratchet?
You have
least?
A problem with time travel, really, don't you?
Yeah. So that was annoying. But, he's working on something. He's got a wrench. Couldn't move it with his head or anything. His mind.
You got categories, Doug?
Yes, Bill.
Yes.
The options are.
All right. Somebody had to do something.
Yeah. I agree with you about the wrench.
They don't have the car horn in the booth today. Sean Young, the great Sean Young,
yes,
is celebrating.
I know a couple of Sean Young
celebrating
films, yes,
a birthday today. So the films of Sean Young. Or at SR Vienna suggested Wolverines.
What?
And that's movies that have either Red or Dawn in the title.
Wow.
What does SR stand for?
And I don't
Statistician
know.
Statistician Robot?
I didn't.
You're the worst guesser.
I didn't follow up.
What's yours? Don't say senor.
Okay, bionic imbecile lunatic. Your third option.
He's been thinking about
that.
That was only
mean because I had to pick words that fit.
And they were robotic.
He's not bionic.
I was very happy with bionic. Yeah. I was like, we're good to go from here. Okay, at J. Morosky. What do you think the J stands for? Just beating you to it. Bill. Incredibly loud and extremely gross. And that's movies that are not for emetophobes. Movies that have vomiting in them.
Oh. No.
Yeah, so do you want a vomit movie, a movie that has Red or Dawn in the title, or a movie that featured actress Sean Young?
I was going to go Sean Young, but I'll go vomiting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go with vomiting. Get that out of the way.
It would have been out of the way if you didn't choose it.
Yeah.
But
we don't have to do all three.
Vomiting.
But good for you. My screen just froze. This is a first.
Phil, Sam.
So anyway, I was recently watching. This is true. I rewatched Blade Runner about a week ago.
Oh yeah.
And I have not seen it in several years.
The director's cut. Yeah.
Does my work in that hold up? Does it hold up?
I swear to God, I spent the entire movie looking
the for whole
a,
movie
a child-sized Doug because I could not remember.
Like when
wait,
on,
what are you talking you about?
When
what
they're
is
on
this?
The roof at the end, you don't need to look for me. Like,
wait, what
you
is,
really have to look through the whole movie.
I really need to know. What are you guys talking about?
I was an extra in Blade Runner.
Really?
Yeah, so what? There's one moment where
that's
you can
an amazing
see me
movie.
Kind of walking along.
But I couldn't remember what the moment was, so I watched the whole movie. Like, really intently.
Yeah.
Just, where is he, God damn it? And I couldn't find you. I'm sorry.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Would you like a movie with vomiting in it from 1973 or 1983?
83.
83, says Bill Dwyer. This movie has vomiting in it. It's got 3 stars from Leonard Maltin. He calls the movie original and outrageous. And he also says that it features an elaborate production number. And he lists 8 names. How many names do you think you can name this movie with vomiting in it from 1983? B to the D.
Wait, what was the question again?
I think I know what it is, but go ahead.
How many names do you need to name
you
it?
Just say you it if say, you know
no,
it.
No, don't. You don't just say it.
I can do it in
just say it.
No, say how many names. Zero names.
Zero names.
Say. But if you think you can name like the top billed person in the movie, you could say negative one names.
Jesus.
If you think you can name the top two people in order, you can say negative two names.
But if you say zero.
But zero's
all right,
a respectable
opening. I go negative
day.
One. All right, negative one.
Negative one, Kumail.
I'll go negative one.
He's standing up. Bill is standing up on his chair.
That was a little parkour.
And he's back.
For the live audience.
Yeah, little.
Out some parkour.
You're winded.
Huh?
You're winded. You're panting.
No, man, I'm alive. Have you done it? Have you tried it?
No, I haven't moved.
It's fantastic.
So, name, Kumail, you're just going to say
name that movie,
it?
Bill.
All right, so what's the movie?
That movie is Stand By Me.
And what's the top billed person?
Richard Dreyfuss.
You're wrong on both counts. Yes.
There's no production number. There's no big song and dance.
There was a lot of vomiting in it, though.
Wow.
I thought they were calling something else a production number. I thought they were calling the vomiting
what
scene
movie
a production
is this
number.
The motion picture where Mr. Creosote reminds...
Monty Python and the Meaning of Life.
Oh, that ties into...
Better get a bucket.
Jabberwocky.
Better get a bucket.
Is John Cleese
yeah,
the
it's
first
funny name? That it came up on the same night as Jabberwocky.
Oh, yeah.
So, point to Kumail. Congratulations.
Nice.
NBD, bro.
I was so sure.
You really
so
were.
Negative one.
All right, we're going to start with really. Sam and go the other way. So we go from Sam to Kumail. And so this is going to be suspenseful. And you get to pick a category.
Oh, boy.
Sam, would you like the asparagus pea category, which is the full review? I read the whole review.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go from there.
And then we
so
start with
everyone will know what it is.
Right.
And
so
then it's just
it's,
comes
we start
down
at zero
negatives,
names, right?
Unless Pete Holmes is playing and the film is Devil Wears Prada.
That's right.
Then
that's
he right. will not know what movie starred Anne Hathaway and Meryl Streep, and he will lose in one of the most embarrassing moments that he doesn't remember. Let's also do the King of Pancakes category. The number one movie 10 years ago at the box office to this very day.
Okay.
Number one movie.
Huh.
Or, you know I love to play this category, in theaters now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
You have like, this let's, is like a dealer's choice of classic categories.
Let's do 10 years ago today.
Okay.
Sounds bold choice.
Spoken like a man who looked that up this afternoon.
Sir, I would never besmirch this game with that kind of chicanery.
2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie that was number one at the box office 10 years ago to this very day. He says that this movie is it suffers from over-length.
Leonard says that about every movie.
He says it a lot.
What an
minutes. Odd way to say it, too.
He says it, and he also says that it's uninspired. Uninspired. Mm. And he lists a shitload 10, 13, 18 names.
What?
How many names do you think you can get in Sam the Man Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine? 18.
Negative one.
What?
You got it? What?
I accuse you once again.
Man.
Here,
why?
The review helped me not at all. I just know where I was 10 years ago this month.
What?
That's the best I could do for you.
Are you like Mary Lou
Henner? I was going to say Mary Lou Henner. That's as close as I come to Mary Lou Henner, me turning and screaming. I was going to say Mary Lou Henner.
Where were you?
All right, so...
Well, hang on. You're still bidding.
Yeah, do you have any idea?
No, name that
so
movie,
so you gotta say name
Sam.
It. So what's the name of the film?
I believe it is Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
And who would be the top billed performer in that
Daniel
movie?
Daniel Radcliffe.
I'm sorry, it's Shirley Henderson. No, you're right.
Okay.
So, somebody over here is like, what?
Daniel Radcliffe?
What?
What is happening?
What?
How do you know which Harry Potter movie?
Which
from
one?
That? There is no way you didn't look this up today.
I swear on my
there
life
no
I didn't look that up.
No fucking way you didn't.
I swear on my life I would
just
never.
Just today. I'll sit back down, but not because I want to.
But because he saw some TSA over there.
Yeah.
I don't want to rock the boat, y'all. What were you? What's the backstory?
For the first two Harry Potter movies, I was in Canada, and they called the first one a different name over there.
Philosopher's Stone. That's the original name.
Yes.
They thought here it was too thinky, so they changed it to Sorcerer's Stone.
And then I
Do you guys want to have a nerd off with your dicks out later?
And then I was also in Canada again when Chamber of Secrets came out, and I wanted to know if they changed the title. And I remember I was there over Thanksgiving, and that's the only reason I know that.
Wow. That is crazy.
All right, well, we'll...
And they didn't change the title.
They did not change the title between here and Canada for the second movie.
We have a review board that'll look into your story.
You know what? Give me your phone. I want to check the history.
Right.
I'll make up a story about Canada that'll...
Oh, how's your girlfriend up there doing?
Yeah, exactly.
She's great, guys. She's great. Anthony Michael Hall and I trade off with her on every other week. Thank you.
She has a horrible wife.
What did that mean? I don't know what that was about.
In the Breakfast Club, Anthony Michael Hall says, I have a Canadian girlfriend.
Oh, right. Okay.
Wow.
So,
I didn't even...
He was in Not Another Teen Movie, so he had to study... Had to study all the classics.
I really did.
Oh, man.
They put him through John Hughes boot camp. Oh, not Curly Sue again. All right, so who was left out of that skirmish? Bill was.
I was.
Yeah. So you get to start off, Bill, and then we'll come back around to...
This one's Kumail's.
Well, no, go
he
for
picks
it.
The category.
Why?
Oh, because he won.
Didn't play at all, so you get to.
Oh,
jump
I got
in.
Okay.
So that's how it works.
Yeah, my playing was saying name it.
Right. And then I said.
Yeah, to both of you. Yeah. Well, you know what I realized? His name has one less letter than it should, and his name has one more than it
damn
should.
Damn straight
that's
it
right.
does.
That's right.
Sam has two M's and Bill has one L.
Yeah, December 21.
Yep. And yours was a name that was new to us 7 years ago.
No, I was saying that's when I want Kumail's. This show to be over by, December 21. No, we're 3 minutes over. Apologies to Comedy Bang Bang, formerly Comedy Death Ray, formerly Not a Thing.
Okay.
Just want to, there's only one more week left of Comedy Bang Bang after there's tonight and then one more.
Is that it?
Yeah. Are you guys still going to come to this if I keep doing it? Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody shook her head. No, I'm not going to say who it was, but I saw one.
You saw somebody? Nah.
Yeah, she just, yeah.
I've had it.
One of us to herself, but you asked her a question and she answered it silently. No,
some
I'm
people,
not,
and
I'm
I do not blame them, sit through this. They just work their way through it to have a great seat for the great Comedy Bang Bang, which will certainly be missed. Do you guys have tickets to the Comedy Bang Bang Nativity pageant? Awesome.
Yes.
And for those of you who didn't get in, I'm still going to do Douglas Movies that night, so that'll still be here, and that'll be nice. Free.
So and, let's make sure this show is not overly unshort, as Leonard Maltin might say.
Yeah.
Maltin?
Yeah, he says that all the time. Overly unshort.
How did he just describe the Harry Potter film, you
not
fuckers?
Overly unshort is not know, two words anybody's ever put together.
That's why I said them.
That's an overly it's unshort funnier. Way to say overly unshort.
Right.
Seriously, this is really unique.
Poker okay, movies.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
Jokes.
Yeah, hold on to shit you believe, guys.
Pick a category, Bill.
All right.
You only live 23 times.
That's, Sandra Bullock
that's
movies.
James Bond movies.
All right. All of her movies have numbers in them.
Oh, that's right.
Oovies. Yeah, like Lake House.
While You Were Sleeping, Part 2.
Yes. Ugg of Oovies. That's movies where someone's had their tongue cut out.
Oh.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, or Pig in a Blanket. And that's movies where Kevin Bacon has sex. Gets a laugh every time. So pick one of the other ones.
Ugg of Oovies.
Oh, wow. Very interesting choice by an interesting player. Leonard Maltin gives an interesting pass. Leonard Maltin gives 4 stars to this motion picture.
Ooh,
that's as high. That's the best rating you can get from Leonard, and he does not give it out easily.
What year is this motion picture from?
The year is 1982. Hold your questions until the end.
Sorry. So sorry.
Even Leonard, though you'll answer them, you'll just tell us not to ask any further questions.
That's correct. Please hold your questions until the end. Leonard calls this movie dazzling. Yeah. He says it's got absurdist humor. And he also says, bonus clue, that it is beautifully acted. And he lists 10 names. How many names do you think?
Do you know what this is?
How many names?
Bill Dwyer?
Well, I gotta go.
I want to say you've been super confident for every answer so far.
Right, I really
am. It's going this way.
Let's remind him of his confidence.
Yes. Well, unwaveringly unconfident, I go -1.
Wow.
All right. So.
No, it's over here.
Kumail, broken record.
It's this way.
Oh, no, it's not. No.
It's all right. It just means the game.
Why? Who challenged last round?
He challenged me, so it's got to go this way.
Kumail challenged you? Yeah, it goes in the direction of the challenger, because then that automatically sends it in the opposite direction.
Yeah, it's me, bro.
All right.
But thank you for, I do appreciate that you notice.
I am very excited, because you got that from superbly acted. So,
dazzling.
Hang on. Who told me to name the movie? You did?
No.
Wait. You did, right?
It's not your call. It's mine.
No. On the last clue. Kumail.
Yeah, right. It goes in the direction of the challenger.
Shouldn't he be disqualified? No.
And now I want you to get it right.
All right, I will
name that movie.
Name Bill.
That movie. So, what's the name of the movie?
The movie is The World According to Garp.
And who's the lead actor?
Robin Williams.
That's correct.
Why did you know that?
Apologies to Comedy Down 3.
Because there's not many movies.
Why did you know that?
Gets her tongue cut out.
I was in Canada. I don't remember.
Oh, I do kind of have a story about it, but we're running over, so I don't need.
I want to know.
We've got a three-way tie.
His World According to Garp story. What's your? Well, we don't have.
We don't have time for it.
It has nothing to do with movies.
We'll talk about
a woman on a motorcycle.
Oh, okay. Thanks for filling us in.
Yeah.
Right.
Were you also on the motorcycle?
Nope.
And did you say to her, Zed is dead, baby? All right. So what just happened? Bill got the point. Kumail challenged him. So we start with Sam and then go to Kumail.
Yep.
Are we okay with that, Sam?
Yeah. I'm good. Look, if you have any idea how many times Doug has screwed up the order over the years...
It does happen.
I'm sure it happens every time.
To ask questions.
I haven't challenged anybody, though. Oh, I never... I could... You knew it.
Right. Let's wait and see what happens, guy who hates time travel.
So tedious.
All right, so Sam gets to pick a category.
Okay.
Would you like 4 more years? That's... movies that are a sequel that came out 4 or more years after the original.
Oh.
Ooh. Mystery movies, which is movies with Mr. in the title.
Mm-hmm.
The word Mr. Or back to the amazing Sean Young.
let's go with Mr.
On this glorious
Mr.
birthday.
Mr. E. movies.
Okay, so her movie was from 1981. It's a classic called Stripes.
Oh.
That's what you could have had.
That's my favorite.
But instead you went with mystery?
Yes.
Okay. This movie is from 1995.
By the way, nobody has ever referred to Stripes as a Sean Young movie.
I know. Most people think it's a PJ Souls movie. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie that has Mr. in the title. He says about this movie that it's there's too much time spent on a climactic thing that happens.
That's what he said?
I'm paraphrasing. too much time spent on the climactic something or other.
Uh-huh.
And that, but that it is a, that it is heartwarming. And that the, yeah, that's enough.
Judge Dredd.
And...
You're the worst. Hey,
Bill, sir. Bill, I will disqualify you for less. And... especially when we're running late. And there are 11 names.
Negative one.
Oh, man. What? Okay.
And we go to
Kumail.
I don't
have a story this time.
Kumail, drop the hammer, Nanjiani.
When is it from, this movie?
It's from Earth. And it's the year is 1995.
Don't you look at the screen?
I'm not looking at the screen.
He's not looking at it. I got to block it.
I know. I don't care for that.
I'm not looking at it.
1995.
Shit.
What'd you say? Negative one?
Negative one.
Negative one?
Yeah.
Okay. Help me with the strategy, Doug. I have a movie to guess. But I don't know the names of more than one person in it.
Then you are in what I call a cul-de-sac.
Oh, okay.
And you're just going to have to go into one of the houses and take a nap.
Okay. I'll go negative two.
What?
Bold.
He didn't take my advice at all. So now we're to Bill Dwyer.
Dude, say negative three.
Can you go negative more?
Do it. Do it. I'll go deep into this.
Negative three.
Negative four.
This is like a poker scene in the movie.
I just had the.
Everyone has a magic hand.
I just had the option to win by making Bill, who I bullied into saying negative three, name it.
He looked at me and winked. They don't do that in poker a lot.
It totally,
And he told me what to do.
I've got four double aces. You're at negative four?
Negative four.
Yeah.
Do it.
There's no way he's going to get
go,
it.
Go. Name it. Name that movie, Sam.
Okay, what's the movie?
The movie... Oh, God, I hope I'm not wrong.
I think you are.
Is it Mr. Holland's Opus?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, top four billed people.
In order, one to four, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Number one is... Richard Dreyfuss.
I'm not going to say till you get through all of them. Okay. What's the second one?
Who else was in that movie?
I think Jason Priestley.
Glenn Headley.
Okay, what's the third name?
Nancy Kensington.
Jay Thomas.
Jay Thomas from radio?
Yeah.
And finally, human robot. Give us that fourth name, and the crowd is going to go.
Oh, fuck me.
The crowd is going to get up and leave quietly. No one applaud.
If he gets it right,
let's just end the show quietly.
Do not applaud. If he's right, do not applaud.
Olympia Dukakis.
That is correct.
Oh! No! Don't applaud! Do not applaud!
I really thought they wouldn't applaud.
Do not applaud!
I thought they wouldn't do it. I totally thought they wouldn't do it.
Thank you very
In
much.
The right order?
That Holy was the right shit. Order, yeah.
Crazy.
That was
you guys,
awesome.
How awesome would it have been if he'd guessed it, amazing feat, nobody applauds, and Doug says goodnight. That would have been
really
neat.
That
would
have been really
neat.
Who's
the fifth?
Oh,
who's
my
the,
God.
That would have been neat.
How about this? William H. Macy's the fifth.
Oh, I don't.
No,
I don't care. We're
You've
lost.
Made your point, Sam.
Yeah, you.
Why are you teabagging?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to your Christmas special, The World's Worst Loser.
I mean,
World's I meant winner.
You know, I'm the bad guy on this podcast. I can have 10
Here,
children. Today will be prouder than any of their births.
I was Holy in New shit. York once on the subway, and I heard a really thugged out guy trying to pick up a girl he'd seen by recounting the entire plot of Mr. Holland's Opus. And I was like, this is New York City. He was like, and then his son is deaf, so that's really ironic. That.
Hey, that's funny. I'm going to be in New York City.
You should look that guy up.
On Monday doing Dogo's Movies. And I've also got shows coming up in Austin, Florida, Irvine, California, San Francisco, on New Year's, San Francisco, New Year's, DougLowsMovies.com for links and info. Plugs, Kumail.
Okay, you can see me in January in Portlandia and the new show on Adult Swim called Newsreaders. And Burning Love, seasons 2 and 3.
Oh, Burning Love.
Yeah.
Great web series.
Bill and Dwyer. And the Indoor Kids podcast.
Here, that's it. They're done.
Acme, Bill Dwyer. Acme Comedy Theater in Minneapolis, December 4th through the 8th.
All right. Let's go, you guys.
Fun.
Sammy, back to Philadelphia, more of your TV show?
Back to Philadelphia, more of Do
No Harm.
What's it called? Hurt Me Softly?
What?
What's it called?
Do No Harm.
Okay, Do No Harm.
Airing on NBC sometime in 2013. I'll let you know when I do.
All right. Soon as people stop watching Revolution, you're going to come swooping in.
What is the show about?
It's a medical drama with a Jekyll and Hyde twist.
Oh.
That's actually good. In spite of that long.
Is there like sci-fi in it? Is the guy actually...
Sam plays a guy who looks nice, but it turns out he cheats at games.
How dare you! Sir! That is a bold claim. I'm reveling in my joy over this ridiculous
thing. I feel like you're like a time traveler who is using his powers for very shitty things.
Yeah. And he's in collusion with Bill because you brought up betting earlier. You're trying to get that going. You took a fall tonight.
Both these guys. Yeah,
you
totally.
You put on your red pants took a fall.
He's trying to confuse us by being like, I hate time travel. He's a time traveler.
One more time for Kumail Nanjiani, Bill Dwyer, Sam Levine.
Thank you.
As always, hang out for a sec. Let me get a picture of you guys. Oh, the prize to who was Sam playing for? George, come get your prize bag. And oh, there you are, buddy. And oh, hey, I met you at the bar earlier. That's awesome.
I would not.
All right, guys, it's almost over. As always, the ride that is Mulholland Drive is a shithead. Yeah, right? And the remake of Red Dawn is a shithead.
Sure.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause